I want to speak to Max Stenton. Max, good morning.
Hi there. Max, hey, how's it going?
This is a good day today because the sun is shining and I'm amazed actually at what you're about to do. Tell us your story, Max.
Yeah, so yeah, I've actually just come back from doing it. So I just became the first guy with cerebral palsy to ride up to Everest Base Camp on a horse and all in aid of a RDA, a charity that I've been riding with since I was 5 years old. So RDA is running for the Disabled Association.
Well, listen, fair play to you. You've just done it. You've just done it. And
yeah.
you've been living with cerebral palsy since birth. You cannot walk unassisted. I don't want to, you know, in any way sound as if I'm phrasing this question the wrong way, but how on earth did you do what you've just done?
That's a great question. I don't know really myself. I mean, it was all thanks to the amazing hard work of Rocky, the horse, probably. What an incredible animal that I was able, privileged to ride. I mean, so I've always had this idea that I want to do something wacky, something out there, and also do it to raise money for a charity that I love. And so 2 years ago, I pitched the idea to a couple of friends of mine. They were like, "Wow, Max, that's insane, but let's do it." And we started looking into it, started just getting all the logistics together. And we figured out, yeah, Everest Base Camp is possible. There are horses there. We can do it. And then when we were actually out there, well, I don't know how I did it. I think it's just a lot of hard work, really. I mean, one day I was walking more than I was riding. I got kicked by the horse 4 times, and the horse rolled with me on it. So it was certainly had its ups and downs, but in the end, it all paid off, and all the training that we did to get to that point paid off, and it was really, really amazing.
How tough, and maybe that's an understatement, you know, how challenging is that terrain the whole way to base camp?
Yeah, I mean, so I've been training, you know, in the rolling hills of England, and it really didn't really give me much preparation for what was that space. I mean, the terrain is so rough, it's so tough. I mean, the mountain really levels everyone who's out there. So we had, you know, people our age, you know, attempting it, but also we saw guys who were in their 60s or 70s also attempting it, and I was no different. You know, I had all the struggles as everyone else that did, but obviously because of my disability, it all gets compounded, right? So I have a bunch of strategies at home that I've developed to allow myself to survive, and all those sort of pulled away when I was out there. And yeah, so I mean, the terrain was incredibly tough, and really what the way I got through it was through basically a lot of hard work and holding on for dear life to the horse.
Well, you know, as I say, it's an excellent charity that you are supporting, Riding for the Disabled.
Yeah.
My former colleague George Jones used to talk about it a lot. He was one of the ambassadors for it, and they're celebrating a special anniversary at the moment.
They are, yes, yeah, their 50th anniversary this year.
Well, you know, fair play to everyone involved with the Riding for the Disabled. Fair play to you, Max, for doing it as well. And I know Chris is available to speak to us as well, who's part of the team and very much someone who was there with you on it. But Mark, well done, fella. I couldn't go if they took me in a, you know, in some sort of machine to base camp to ride a horse when walking isn't your first skill is some achievement. Chris is with you, and Chris, you're very much involved in this. It's a great achievement, a great way to mark the anniversary of the Riding for the Disabled.
It was absolutely fantastic. Max did incredibly well, and yeah, and it's great to sort of relive the experiences again from what was only a couple of weeks ago.
And you were with them, or were you just part of the organising group?
So I was the track guy, the leader with the team, and we're actually based up here in Port Stewart on the North Coast, and we put together the whole team, the logistics, the planning, and even trained the horse over the last year and a half to make sure he's walking slowly and had a nice pace, because a lot of the horses and the ponies up there walk very, very quickly. So yeah, from day one, Max's team contacted us, and we put the whole thing together, and I was lucky enough to be able to go along with them and enjoy the trek as well.
How do you actually train a horse to walk appropriately for the challenge of that terrain?
Well, we have a team of Sherpas out in Nepal all year round, and they obviously live with the horses, and they have a very symbiotic relationship with them. The horses are very much part of their family. Mr. Ramahoot trained the horse. Basically, at night time, he would, in bad weather, he would stay out of the horse and make sure he's okay. And he would just walk. Obviously, the train, there's no roads, there's no footpaths. It's all rocks and boulders. And the horses have to be incredibly short-footed, which they become, just by training them very, very slowly and carrying weight and over unstable ground. And, of course, Max doesn't ride a horse like sort of you or I would do. He has different, different needs and different movements, and he holds the horse differently. So it really was making sure we had the right horse and he was trained correctly.
And what about the horse? What happens afterwards? Where's the horse now?
He's still out there. He's in a village called Carricola, and he is doing his daily life. We have a clinic we support out there, and he had to use an ambulance. So a lot of time, if people become ill or incapacitated, then they'll use a horse to get him to the clinic. So he's still of daily use and earning his keep.
And the Riding for the Disabled Association, it's provided an excellent service down the years, hasn't it?
Oh, it has. You know, talking to Max, spending time with him, the difference it's made to his life has been remarkable. And without it, I'm sure Max's life would be very, very different, from being a small boy to now trekking to Everspace Camp. And it's all works throughout the whole of the UK. Here in Northern Ireland, it's very, very active. I know we have a very active unit here in Coleraine, but talking to the people that were with Max, the trainers from the RDA, and the vets who work with him, it's just a remarkable charity and stuff they've done, and for all people, all backgrounds, all ages. It's fantastic, absolutely fantastic.
Oh, Chris and Max, thanks very much for speaking to us. Interesting story. Thanks for your time this morning. Chaps, thank you very much indeed. Chris Little, the trip leader indeed, to base camp.